Oh is a word which usually means something along the lines of, I heard you and I'm not particularly interested. But in this case, of course, the eldest Baudelaire meant something entirely different, and it is something that is difficult to define. She meant, I am sad to hear that Uncle Monty's house burnt down, but that is not all. By oh, Violet was also trying to describe her sadness about all of the fires that had brought Quigley and Klaus and herself here to the Mort Main Mountains, to huddle in a circle and try to solve the mystery that surrounded them. When Violet said, oh, she was not only thinking of the fire in the reptile room, but the fires that had destroyed the Baudelaire home, and the Quagmire home, and Heimlich Hospital, and Caligari Carnival, and the VFD headquarters, where the smell of smoke still lingered around where the children were sitting. Thinking of all those fires made Violet feel as if the entire world were going up in flames, and that she and her siblings and all the other decent people in the world might never find a place that was truly safe. Another fire, Klaus murmured, and Violet knew he was thinking the same thing. Where could you go, Quigley? The only place I could think of was Poultryville, Quigley said. The last time I saw Jacques, he'd said he was going there. I thought if I went there I might find him again, and see if he could help me rescue Duncan and Isadora. Dr. Montgomery's atlas showed me how to get there, but I had to go on foot, because I was afraid that anyone who might offer me a ride would be an enemy. It was a long time before I finally arrived, but as soon as I stepped into town, I saw a large building that matched the tattoo on Jacques Snicket's ankle. I thought it might be a safe place to go. Dr. Orwell's office, Klaus cried. That's not a safe place to go. Klaus was hypnotized there, Violet explained, and Count Olaf was disguised as a receptionist, Quigley finished. I know. His fake nameplate was still on the desk. The office was deserted, but I could tell that Jacques had been there, because there were some notes in his handwriting that he'd left on the desk. With those notes, and the information I'd read in Dr. Montgomery's library, I learned about the VFD headquarters. So, instead of waiting for Jacques again, I set out to find the organization. I thought they were my best hope of rescuing my siblings. So you set off to the Mort Main Mountains by yourself? Violet asked. Not quite by myself, Quigley said. I had this backpack that Jacques left behind, with the verdant flammable devices and a few other items, and I had my commonplace book, and eventually I ran into the Snow Scouts and realized that hiding among them would be the quickest way to reach Mount Fraught. He turned a page in his commonplace book and examined his notes. Remarkable phenomena of the Mort Main Mountains, which I read in Dr. Montgomery's library, had a hidden chapter that told me all about the vertical flame diversion and the vernacularly fastened door. Klaus looked over Quigley's shoulder to read his notes. I should have read that book when I had the chance, he said, shaking his head. If we had known about VFD when we were living with Uncle Monty, we might have avoided all the trouble that followed. When we were living with Uncle Monty, Violet reminded him, we were too busy trying to escape Count Olaf's clutches to do any additional research. I've had plenty of time to do research, Quigley said, but I still haven't found all the answers I'm looking for. I still haven't found Duncan and Isadora, and I still don't know where Jacques Snicket is.